At 7:06, it is fair and 48 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm this afternoon to 62. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Mayor Bartlett goes to the city council with a new pitch. He wants to make the city's portion of the old Ford to fix the county sales tax permanent and to use that money to help fund police and fire academies.
Public safety and our police and fire departments, the personnel we need to reach minimum and recommended staffing levels is very, very important.
The mayor told the council yesterday he would like to see the plan finalized and placed on the ballot in November. Well, we told you how Tulsa police were cracking down on the expressways and how they're becoming speedways in Tulsa. In a five-hour period yesterday, Tulsa police officers wrote 143 tickets on Highway 169 and the Broken Arrow Expressway, and officers will be out there again today. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says a 19-year-old man was killed when the vehicle he was driving collided with a school bus yesterday. Troopers say Shane Denton died in the collision on Oklahoma Highway 56 just south of Wewoka about 7:30 yesterday morning. The Highway Patrol says no students on that bus, however, were injured. On State Capitol Watch, four commissions would be phased out and replaced with the Long Range Planning Commission, under a bill approved in the State House. Oklahoma House Speaker T.W. Shannon says the commission would be directed to develop an 8-year plan for prioritizing state assets that are in need of repairs.
Frankly, what I'm most excited about is that this commission is going to have control over the maintenance of state buildings and the revolving fund that we created last session to begin addressing the state needs as it relates to buildings. And they'll have the authority to make expenditures to pay for the upkeep of existing state assets.
Now, Shannon says part of the goal is to reduce the need for state debt. The bill now moves on to the state Senate for consideration. Meanwhile, over in the other chamber, a current Oklahoma law prohibits merchants from selling products at below cost. In fact, the law requires a 6% markup on retail. A bill repealing that 72-year-old statute has cleared the state Senate. State Senator David Holt says the law is simply outdated.
And if retailers want to have a low price sale like on Black Friday or any other day of the year, that's good for the economy, it's good for the free market, and it's certainly good for consumers. The Senate, by passing Senate Bill 550, is lowering prices for Oklahomans, and I hope that this bill continues to move through the process and we can repeal this archaic law.
The measure now moves to the State House for consideration. The Tulsa Zoo takes the first step in implementing its 20-year master plan by breaking ground on a new rhinoceros exhibit. Zoo CEO Terry Correll says it will be a needed improvement and expand capacity for the zoo's two rhinos.
The exhibit that they're in now was built in the mid-70s, and it's beginning to fail, and this was identified as one of the priorities in the master plan.
Money from the 2006 third penny sales tax will pay a third of the cost. The rest will be covered by private donations. Our weather forecast, windy and mild today with a high of 62. Now tonight, there is a slight chance of showers and we'll be down to 53 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of thunderstorms and some could be strong to severe, and we will have a high of 64. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing scattered rain showers primarily west of I-35. Now at 7:10, it is fair and 48. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.